I went to bed early last night, real early, about 5:30, 6 o'clock. My brother called about, oh gosh, think about 8 o'clock. And it took me a few minutes to wake up and understand what we were talking about. The night before that, Barkley Prindle. I heard from Barkley Prindle, Barkley and Amy down in Florida. And they're doing just fine. It was great to hear Barkley's voice. But anyways, let's get back to sports. So my brother woke me up, and I put the TV on for light. And there was the Pittsburgh Steelers-Cleveland Brown game at Heinz Field, Ben Roethlisberger's last home game. They won. Pittsburgh won 26-14. Pittsburgh is now 8-7-1. They need to win at Baltimore next week with losses by Indianapolis to Jacksonville, not likely to reach the playoffs for the 12th time in Roethlisberger's 18th season. But listen to this. In 18 years, his team has never had a losing season. 18 years. His team has never had a losing season. That is pretty amazing. So, you know, he was the same class as Eli Manning and other great quarterbacks. So it was good to see him go out on his home field with a win. So there you go. Way to go, Big Ben. And Cleveland, well, they continue to have their problems. But what can you do? It is what it is. All right. Other sports? Well, let's just take a look around the headlines. Of course, there's Antonio Brown. A cool story here, though. In the Jets-Buccaneers game, Tom Brady autographed a football that was intercepted in the game by the Jets' Brandon Echols as a souvenir. I think that's pretty cool. I really do. Terrell Owens denies the comparison to Antonio Brown. Quote, "You've been drinking the Kool-Aid," end quote. I think he's right there. All right. In other sports news, Oklahoma quarterback Caleb Williams said Monday he's entering his name in the transfer portal so he can speak with other schools, but he has not ruled out staying with the Sooners. He really wants to stay with them. You want them? Why did you enter the portal? Come on. An ex-Ohio State player has made accusations against Urban Meyer. Shocking allegations, as a matter of fact, in a social media posting. Williams said Meyer told him he'd ruin my freaking life if the coach ever caught him smoking. He then divulged rules that Meyer had about wearing hooded sweatshirts, saying the longtime coach invoked Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed in 2012. My first team meeting in 2017, a photo was presented to us via PowerPoint to institute our building-wide rule of no hoods in the building. After the meeting, the freshman and myself to sign hours of paperwork, essentially signing our rights as Americans over to OSU and the governing bodies. He concluded the industry is often silent because everybody is obviously chasing a big payday, but the injustices these players face isn't right. We literally put our bodies and lives at risk with zero guarantee. Well, it's not a zero guarantee. You are getting a full paid-for education, which is worth well over $100,000. I'm not saying things that he did were right or wrong. I'm just saying you're getting an education that a lot of people can't get. All right, so we've got a wacky weekend coming up in the NFL. A wacky weekend. There's going to be games on all three networks. And spread out over Saturday and Sunday. Pretty wild. It's going to be interesting to see how folks are going to watch everything. Honest to gosh, I mean, it's an ambitious way to add a 17th week. But then again, you have to go on. You know, they dropped one additional preseason game. And so now they have the 17-game season. Well, anyways, it doesn't matter because we're not watching the Giants, right? No, we're not. All right, let's take a look at NBA action from last night, see if any other of our local teams were in action. And taking a look at yesterday's scores. Doesn't look like any of our teams were in action today. The Knicks take on the Pacers. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Pacers. And the Celtics take on the Spurs. Anything happened in the National Hockey League yesterday? Yeah, the Rangers beat the Oilers 4-1 to raise their record to 22-8-4. They're having a pretty good season. And I think that move will move them up a little bit in the Metropolitan Division. Yeah, they're now in first place in the Metropolitan Division with 48 points. Tied with the Capitals at 48, the Hurricanes at 47, and the Penguins at 41. And it drops off from there. Anyhow, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.